Hi, everyone. Welcome to the third Culture Kid virtual online forum, where our conversations of TCKs and faith come together. I'm Jonathan, and I'm an MK from both America and Nigeria. TCK VOF is a place for people to share their stories and learn from others. It's a place people can safely explore the effects, benefits, and purpose of their cross-cultural upbringing. We also want to challenge TCKs / cross-cultural kids to think deeper about how the cross-cultural component of their lives is tied to their faith. This podcast is brought to you by Crew, a caring community passionate about connecting people to Jesus Christ. After college, your career and work are pretty much one of the biggest things, if not the biggest thing, people focus on for the remainder of their lives. But how does growing up cross-culturally affect your career and job? Both finding one, keeping one, and growing the job that you have into a career. For today's episode, our panel is all in a similar place to me and most likely you. Each of our panelists are at the beginnings of their careers, and we'll talk about how their cross-cultural upbringing has affected their choices. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Where are you from? And tell us a little bit about where you call home.
I'm David Arvidson. I was born initially overseas in Khartoum, Sudan. Lived there for 5 years, moved back to the States and lived in South Carolina for 2.5-3 years. And then we moved back to Africa to Nigeria, where we lived for another 3 years. And then we moved back to the States and up to Ohio, where we lived all throughout my middle and high school years. And then I moved to DC for college. Since then, I've done a number of more short-term trips. Like, I lived in Australia for 6 months while I was in college and things like that.
That's cool. Hey, friends, my name's Joe Straw. I was born in Texas, but spent my childhood in Pennsylvania. When I was 12, my family moved overseas. We were missionaries to Gabon, West Africa. And for 10th through 12th grade, I went to boarding school in Cameroon. And now I've been in Chicago for 8 years. And so only recently have I started calling Chicago home.
That's cool. My name is Carl Arvidson. Me and David are brothers. So I was born in Khartoum, Sudan. We lived there. We moved back to South Carolina for a couple of years. Then we moved to Nigeria. Then we moved to Ohio. And then after graduating high school, I moved to Lynchburg, Virginia. I went to college there, lived there for 5 years, and now I live in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Awesome. So as we're talking about work and everything, go ahead and tell me what you majored in for college and what you're currently doing now. So I'll go first. I majored in communications with an emphasis in radio broadcasting and audio engineering, and I currently work for a e-commerce startup doing customer service to other e-commerce startups. And I'm also on my way into law school. So David, we'll start with you.
Gotcha. I graduated from American University in Washington, D.C. I studied justice and law with a concentration in terrorism and security studies. I'm a professionally signed model and actor, and I'm working part-time at a Starbucks. I'm going a web development program as well currently.
So I graduated from Moody Bible Institute with a degree in theology, and now I also work for Moody as the information security administrator in their IT department. And I also serve as our church's youth pastor.
I went to Liberty University and I studied international business, and then during that time, I got into coffee, and so I've worked in coffee for the past 6 years, and I currently am like a roaster, marketing, e-commerce, green coffee buying, kind of do a bunch of different things. But I am looking to transition out of that and focus on UX, UI design, like building websites and mobile applications.
So that's interesting. That's partially why I asked that question, because it seems all of us are kind of doing a thing where we studied one thing and we're doing something completely different in the other thing. And I've found that in talking to people, that is equal parts normal and not normal for our current generation. I've had a lot of conversations with people being like, oh, what do you do for work? And I tell them, like, oh, what do you go to school for? And I tell them, they're like, oh, well, that was a waste of a degree. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that feels that feels accurate. I know for me, as I've done a lot of work in myself since entering the job force, I've noticed a connection to my want to like travel and my want for change, which is very much a TCK thing. My desire to do a new career. Now looking into it, how have your TCK-ness affect your current career path, or how do you see it affecting as you move forward?
First and foremost, like just how I think my TCK-ness connects to my current career. When you look at African culture and specifically Nigerian culture versus US culture, drama and performance and music, those things just seem like they're a lot more prevalent in Nigerian culture. It seems like a far bigger percentage, most if not everybody, gets involved with that kind of artistic activity at some point. Whereas I feel like in the US, artists are often segmented. And then there's like the technology people, the academic, things like that. And so I think growing up in Africa really gave me a lot of access to getting into those artistic activities at an early age, which eventually then led to me rediscovering those things when I got to college and then finding that was my true passion going into that. I also just found and always had a feeling in high school, especially late high school, when everyone was talking about where they were going to college and what they were going to study and what they wanted to do and things like that. It always felt to me like I was looking at and examining a much larger array of options than I felt like many of my classmates were. Just growing up in American culture, despite how culture has sort of at least attempted to try to move away from what the American dream is, or that there's like one specific path, it still is built in a way that directs us only to think specifically of a certain handful of career opportunities, and then the other ones are sort of like out there for the dreamers to go and pursue. Whereas I felt like they were all of equal value and of equal level. And so I just picked the one I enjoyed and I went with that, and I didn't really think twice.
That's cool. I think two things have, growing up as a TCK, have really affected my career. The first is like in relationship building. So as a student at Moody, I applied to the IT help desk position. And there, that's where I met John Waltower. Shout out, John. And then the second thing, too, really plays into it is I think growing up as a TCK really gave me the ability to be a translator of sorts. So, like, as an IT help desk worker, I would often need to act as a translator between the technical IT staff and the teacher or student. And so I'd spend time with the customer, the teacher, student, and hear and understand their issue, and then take that information and explain it in a concise way to the IT staff. I'd take their instructions back and kind of help the teacher or student work through that process in an approachable way, kind of hopping between worlds, somebody that may not completely understand their technology and somebody that understands it so much that their technical jargon doesn't really translate. And so that was really fun. But also now I serve on a different team, and so I don't interface with the customers as much, but I find this role of translator being used in new ways. The past few years have been difficult to navigate socially and politically. Things are changing so fast. And my coworkers now are all older, white, monocultural men. And it's easy for the group to kind of serve as an echo chamber, especially during these difficult times. So I've been able to use my background of navigating different cultures to kind of help them see that, you know, this changing world isn't so bad. You know, and we can reflect Jesus to this changing world in new and innovative ways. You know, loving our neighbor just really looks different now. And that we can express Jesus to the world in different ways. Yeah, I really feel like my background as a TCK has really affected my career path in those ways, even though I've been in the same place now for 8 years.
That's sweet. Yeah, I mean, I think growing up overseas definitely affected where I am now. I mean, the fact that we like moved around and changed every couple of years has given me that desire to like always be changing or always be trying new things. And I think also my like parents always encouraged to like do whatever I was interested in or wanted to try. One of the big reasons I like got into coffee was I thought, oh, this would be cool. Like I could go to farms like overseas and continue to travel and do that kind of stuff, which I like and always have tried to in some way connect with my job so I could like do it more often. Also, I just enjoy people a lot and like moving around, you like learn how to make friends and kind of connect with almost anyone or talk to anyone. So coffee has been that, but also in like UX, UI design, I've really learning to like talk to people and asking them good questions and then using that to like design experiences or websites or whatever that meets what their needs are. I think I've really enjoyed that because there's like a level of empathy and things there that growing up overseas and in like a different culture affected or grew in me and my desire for.
Yeah. And I think as we're kind of doing this mini series on TCKs and work and career, things like that, I've been doing a lot of more research. And I know that something you kind of touched on a little bit, David, generationally, it seems that like my grandparents or even to some extent our parents did, where you work one job, you're there for 80, 50, 30, whatever years, and you retire with a great pension. Like that's kind of completely gone out the window for our generation. But at the same time, you have these Gen Z kids looking at millennials who have followed their passion, and there's a ton of starving artists, and they're just kind of like, oh no, but we actually want to make money and we want to do other things. And so it's like a weird pendulum shift. Those of us who have grown up cross-culturally are kind of seeing that coming back into the US. At the same time, we have our own mix of weird transitions. I know for me, it kind of hit shortly after I graduated where I made this pivot. And this is, and I don't explain this a lot when people ask me why I took a degree in radio and moved to law, but my entire career focus from high school on was to like travel and to go overseas. And I felt radio was the best way to do that, which is why I chose Moody as the college that I was going to go to, which is why I did all the things. And also, side note, David, I find it interesting. Yeah, you and I went to the same high school, and the only two people who lived internationally were also two of the only people who went out of state for college.
Agreed.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. But I did all of that to like go overseas. And then I got like my first job in radio was going to be like a stepping stone before going overseas. And it just was not what I expected. I felt like I was following God's plan. And then it was just, nope, this is the worst job you'll have. You have the least like satisfaction or happiness. You'll be almost completely broke. And this is just not going to be a good time. Which has then pivoted me to law, which is still with an international base. With my story, it very much felt I was going in the direction God wanted me to be and following the plan, when it turns out, after doing a lot of therapy, that it was actually just me wanting to just like travel and feeling like making it about God was the best way to get overseas. And so therefore, I felt like I was following God's will instead of actually following my passion and stuff like that, because law was a thing that I wanted to do, but I didn't see a way for me to travel and I didn't want to like pursue it as much. And so I was kind of like, oh, that's on the back burner because this is the most important thing. The way we often look at career is you have a career path, a quote-unquote passion, a quote-unquote way that God has built you to do things in his world. And for a lot of monoculturals, it does look like I'm a graduate, I'm a get my chiropractic degree, come back, take over my dad's practice, or I'm gonna get my law degree, take over my dad's practice, or I'm gonna get my business degree, take over my dad's shop. It's a lot of that, especially like where we are, or I'm going to pursue my dreams and move to Hollywood and become an actor, or I'm going to go and run this marketing firm, or all these things. But your purpose in life is generally, in the secular world, your purpose is linked to what you do. And in the Christian world, God's purpose is linked to what you do. But with us, in all the different ways, like our career is taking, and I know, like for you, Joe, I'm assuming that you took a theology degree because you thought you wanted to study God's word, and that's probably what you do want to do, but now you're doing IT. So how do you think this concept of God's will within career works when you're always changing industries?
It's an interesting question. So I think God's purpose and God's plan, it matters a lot when it comes to your job, and it matters a lot when it comes to your career. But I think it varies from person to person how important that aspect of it is, just because the magnitude or the importance someone's career has in their life also varies from person to person. Some people, not all jobs are quote unquote passion jobs. At least I don't get the sense. The jobs people end up in long term are not always something they're passionate about. Sometimes a job is just a job. It's just a way to make money. And their focus for their life is their family or a hobby that they're doing or something like that. But for the vast majority of people, we're going to be spending a lot of time at work for the rest of our lives. Like, that's going to be a large percentage of the time that we're spending on this earth. And so therefore, it is really important when it comes to like what your purpose is and things like that. When you're shifting careers, because I've changed jobs and I've done all sorts of jobs and I've looked into different careers and stuff, I look at it on a more micro level on a day-to-day basis than a lot of people do. Like, in my position at work, my purpose is to spread God's love this specific way. And then in my role as a performer, it's to spread God's love this way. And I mean, I think that it's that way for everybody. Like, we have to find God's purpose for our lives in our roles as, like, we become parents one day, as friends, and yes, as like coworkers or bosses or whatever like that. So it is really, really important. I think God's purpose and your job, I think those are really connected. But I just tend to look at it on a more micro level than in terms of your career or whatever, just because of the way we've all done things.
Yeah, I'd agree with David. One's job is important in God's plan for our lives, but one's job isn't important in finding God's plan. Staying in the same place for 8 years has taught me a lot. And it's actually really difficult because as a lot of TCKs, I get the itch to move on and change scenery quite often. And staying here has been pretty difficult. But yeah, I've been thinking a lot about what it is that I do, because when I was in high school, I came to Moody in college. I didn't come to Moody in high school. In order to get a degree and then move back to Africa as a missionary. And God had different plans for me. I didn't know that at the time. But I think God's plan for us is probably a little less linear than we'd like to think, you know, A to B, B to C, C to D, and so on. I think God's plan for us is, no matter where we're at, to love our neighbor, to love him. Specifically for me, IT is something that I can enjoy and I'm skilled in IT, but it's certainly not my passion. And that's definitely been something that has been hard for me. I was recently reading Ecclesiastes, which can be a depressing book because it's the first few verses of Ecclesiastes say, "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." And then the verse right after that says, "What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun?" And man, that's really been making me think. What do we gain? Of course, the thing that we do for 8 hours a day is something we really want to get meaning and value from. But the teacher in Ecclesiastes would say, "Oh man, that's the ultimate delusion." Like, it's all meaningless. But really, what Ecclesiastes points to is that, you know, what we do today is going to be forgotten. who we are is going to be forgotten in generations to come. And so what does it all mean? What is it all for? And the place where I'm currently at is I render my services and skills to my employer, but I work for Jesus. And so as I'm doing various things in my job, as I relate to my coworkers, especially now as my job doesn't include something I'm passionate about, it is an opportunity. Just as much as it's an opportunity if your job does include your passion, to make it about Jesus and for Jesus. And that's ultimately what fills it with meaning.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that God's plan for our lives and one's job determines that. God has a plan for our lives and our job is just a part of that. In the Bible, it talks a lot about loving your neighbor and loving the poor and serving people and like all these things. We can find ways to do that in whatever career or job we have. Going back to what you said earlier, John, like our parents' generation, they just got jobs and they worked them for 30 years. And that is different than what we maybe have the desire to do. But I think that shows that I don't think it's like important. And God's not like, oh, are you going to stay at this company forever? Are you going to stay at this company forever? Or are you going to do this for 2 years and then do that? And like, that's going to determine what his plan is for our lives. But I do think he gives us passions and like desires to do certain things. He wants us to use those desires or what we're good at to the best of our ability to serve him. It can be linked together, but not necessarily. I don't know if it's of high, high importance to God. Ultimately, he just wants us to love others and love him.
That's good. I'm learning with a lot of things, TCK related and generally in life. It's a balance. There is a benefit to the consistency of place, and you can benefit your witness through the consistency of your place over the 30 years and the impact that you have. But there's also dryness. There's a benefit to impacting more people for Jesus through moving around through different careers and having different things. Similarly, too, there's a benefit to having roots and having linkage to a place in your home, in like a town. And there's also, like, as we've seen through our experience with some people who've spent their entire life in one specific place, there is also a limit to that. That's really good, and I don't know if I can add anything else, so I won't. Thank you guys so much. I hope you, as our audience, have enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. Yes, thank you to our panelists. And if you aren't so inclined as the listener, please leave a review and tell us how great we are. Or if you don't think we're great, tell us how not so great we are. But, you know, more of the greats versus the not so greats. If you want to stay connected to us or ask us a question, or you have a topic idea that you'd like us to discuss in the future, you can click the message button on Anchor to leave us a voice message. Please subscribe on whatever podcasting app you are listening to this on, because we are on it. Thank you guys again for listening to TCK VOF, where our conversations of TCKs and faith come together. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.